From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
Two big meetings at our university this week made the news. One was celebratory, the other cautionary. They could hardly have been more different in setting or tone, but I took away from both an important common theme. I haven't seen that theme reflected in the news reports, so I'll explain. On Monday, several hundred fans gathered in Mizzou Arena to welcome our new men's basketball coach. It was a happier crowd than I've seen at actual games this season. The huge scoreboard repeatedly flashed a set of impressive numbers, playing in 6 of the last 9 postseasons, 23 conference championships, 26 all-time NCAA tournaments, 4 Elite Eights. The last 3 seasons, for obvious reasons, weren't mentioned. When Coach Konzo Martin came home, as he put it, we stood and applauded. Mini Mizzou played, the cheerleaders cavorted, questions from the assembled sports writers were all friendly. We walked out smiling into the record warmth. Then Wednesday afternoon in Jesse Wrench Auditorium, about 150 faculty members met our new boss, President Moon Choi. No band, no cheerleaders, not much, in fact, to cheer. Dr. Choi, just arrived from the University of Connecticut, gave what I thought was an impressive and sobering lecture. He showed his audience a lot more numbers than the Mizzou Arena scoreboard had, and they were a lot less positive. For the current fiscal year, the state has withheld $37 million that was promised. For next year, the cut increases to $41 million from the core budget, plus another $15 million from several collaborative programs across the state. Overall, state support, which covered 62% of the university budget in 2000, now covers just 35%. Tuition and fees have increased from 29% to 52%. Neither state support nor tuition increases have kept up with neighboring states. He made a little joke about the difference between being a state-supported institution and a state-located one. The laughter was muted. His chart showed that our research productivity, our federal grants, our national award winners, our faculty diversity all trail other state universities. Faculty members asked some hard questions, which Dr. Choi answered with grace and candor. Afterward, as I walked back across the campus, the wind was chilling. Thinking back on the events, I realized that their most significant content was really a kind of subtext. It wasn't stated, but it's clear that the first thing Coach Martin and President Choi have in common is that both are starting from the bottom, or close to it. Nobody mentioned it Monday, but everybody knew that the Tigers finished last again in the SEC, and one of Wednesday's charts showed MU as ranking 33rd of 34 public members of the prestigious Association of American Universities. The other thing, the most important thing that the coach and the president have in common is their obvious determination to change those rankings. Coach Martin's goal, he said, is to be the last team standing when the championship game is played. President Choi's challenge is, if anything, even more daunting. He told us some programs will have to be cut, some resources reallocated, but we will also have to increase enrollment of top in-state and high-paying out-of-state students, improve research productivity, bring in more gifts, and convince the public and the legislature of our value. He promised to be transparent and accountable. These are early days, of course. Neither the coach nor the president has had time to deliver. But both, it seems to me, are off to a strong start. That's cause for at least some cautious optimism, don't you think? I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his most recent opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. This is KBIA News, Columbia.